January the 13th, 2022. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Murad Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salam alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of email, Waraq Uddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradio.maradspeech.com and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then before we continue where we left off yesterday, we have a few announcements. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mubarak. We are asking everyone to pray for Sister Gloria Valentine's husband. Brother Amir Valentine is in the hospital. We ask Allah to bless him to get well and return back home to his family. Also, we are asking everyone to pray for my niece Michelle's mother, Linda, that's in the hospital. And we are asking Allah to bless her to come back home to her family. We are asking everyone to make a dua for Brother Shamsuddin, asking Allah to forgive him his faults and his sins and grant him paradise. Brother Shamsuddin Muhammad's janazah is Saturday, January the 15th at 10:30 Eastern Time. The janazah will be held at the gravesite, Rose Hill Cemetery, Linden, New Jersey. Also, Brother Bilal Muhammad from Paterson, New Jersey, Mother the Way, and we are asking everyone to say a prayer for our beloved brother and all of those lives that was lost in New York in the high rise, that we make a prayer for them. And I want to make a couple of comments concerning prayer before we get started. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't pray for someone else if you are not of their religion. Our scripture, the Holy Quran, says, and I quote, that Allah says he hears the prayers of every supplicant that calls on him, and with a will, listen to his call that you may walk in the right way. Why didn't he say religious person? Why didn't he say person, a human being? He says supplicant because everything in creation knows its modes of prayer to God. And this book was wrote 1,400 years ago, and God knew that there was people in religion that was going to make, that wants to make God exclusively for them and no one else. So with that, we will begin where we left off last Thursday. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I'm making a khalifa in the earth. They are related in what we looked at the world before man influenced, before man indulged the world, before his imprints it. So it is the natural world, what they call pristine nature, the original virgin nature, before man touched it or interfered with it. That was designed by God to support man with having a good life and to motivate man in the best direction. But Satan promised to discoriate its allurement with temptation, things to tempt man. And that is what God showed the angels on the second scene, that he showed him. That is what he saw. He saw the world after Satan had influenced man's work, and the world to make it excite intentions for bad as well as for good. And when he saw the subtleties of Satan and his influence on man's world, he said, how can anybody go straight in such a world? And that is true. It is very difficult. If you can see it now. If you are not already saved by the church, some faith or some religion, most likely, you're going to be destroyed by this world. And usually, it is yourself destroying yourself. You do the thing that destroy yourself. When Satan said to God, I am better than him. You made him Levine, Levain. It means the earth, the topsoil, that bears good topsoil, that is rich to grow things in. They translated mud, and sometimes they say stinky mud or something like that. And you fashion him of mud, and it means the mud has organic matter in it, so it has a smell. You know, the rich farmland has a smell, because sometimes manure is in it to make it rich. So he said, you made him of levain, or rich topsoil, made to bear plant life. You fashion him of that. And there is decay matter in that. It is to enrich the plant life. So what is it actually saying? It is saying that you are going to take this ordinary common person who has filth in his life, and you say you are going to give charge to the earth, to that creature. The angels were disturbed too. They said this would cause bloodshed, bloodletting, murder, and whatever. They saw it leading to that. The angel was coming from their nature to want only good. Satan was coming from his nature to want to be boss. So the only thing was that he was not addressing bad consequences. He did not give a care about that. The bad consequences only identified was that you are going to recognize this little dude over me. What in the world is going on here? Now, he is not talking to God directly. He is talking to what the innocent nature of man was expressing, and he was hearing it. So when he responded to this thing in the human being is saying, are you saying that God wants this? So him addressing that coming from a pure human soul, he is addressing what is coming from a pure soul. Him addressing that God takes over because God put that, but that is that innocent soul, to hand symbolic of natural world and revelation. And that is God's work in that into innocent souls that you are looking at. So God then takes the position that I answer you directly. His human creature cannot answer, not like God can. So God says, what is wrong with you? And you will not make subject to this that I made with my two hands. I made you with one hand. Now, what is wrong with you that you do not accept this that I am making with my two hands, both natural world and revelation? Those are the two controls of God. So I am making him with my two controls. So what is wrong with you? That you do not make sujda to him. You are a jinn, and I made you to worship me too. What happened? The ego got too big for you. So it is beautiful. And you know, isn't that where the best of the people come from? They come from common people working, suffering, and struggling, and trying to have their crops and whatever to support their life, their families, and their community. And not always more, I would say, purify or even having an ethical interest to establish ethics. No. But they had a nature to follow the best of their moral nature. So they were smelly, common people, poor people, smelling of musty and smelling of cow dung, right? The Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 6, Allah shapes you in the womb as he pleases. In her essential nature, the function, the woman, wife, mother, is the very womb of society. So the womb is the place where something grows and develops. Society is born out of the womb of the mother. World, just as the individual is born out of the physical body of the mother. So many of us don't understand just how important the womb is in the growth process of the mind and society. The woman, wife, mother stands as a physical womb, giving us a picture of something that Allah is going to extend throughout the life or the history of humanity. So this is a physical womb, but God is going to take you out of the physical womb and put you in a mental womb that is mostly a moral womb, the womb of your mother, morals. She will start your mind to growing by teaching you to do what is wrong, what is wrong, and to do what is right. Later, she will form you again, and you will be born in the womb of reasoning, thinking. Every child is born as the result of two parents and has the right to be raised, guided, and protected by those two. Where does it all begin? It begins in the cradle. The parent, especially the mother, she has to raise her child properly. She has to influence the best behavior and the best mind into her child. A parent, that Quran is saying, we have to first build character. A human without character is nothing. The child has been made by Allah to be impressionable and to accept guidance and leadership. The child is looking for this form from the parent. Character equals care plus action. As parents, we must realize if we curse, use vulgar language, smoke, drink, act indecent in the presence of our children, we are crippling them from the beginning because they don't process the intelligence to deal with our indecent behavior. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 6, Allah shapes you in the womb as he pleases. John 1:1, in the beginning was the word. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 138, the baptism of Allah who baptizes better. A thing may take on several and different natures. If you are raised in the jungle without human beings as parents, you might come up as a wolf or as a monkey. You might even imitate their sound. I'm not telling you what we think. I'm telling you what we know. You might bark and make sounds like a wolf. Why? Because the human creature is different from all the other creatures of the earth. We are not made when we are physically made. You come into the world from your mother. Womb as an empty vessel. The world that you are born in has to fill the empty vessel with a mind to rule and to dwell in the kingdom we call the vessel. So it says to us that in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word took on flesh. What does that mean? It means simply this. What comes into our flesh body when it is delivered from the flesh wound or body of our mother is the thing that forms us in our flesh body. And that thing was before our flesh body. So when did man start thinking in the earth? No history can tell us. When did the first thought come into existence? No history can tell us. So we as an inward person, or as a real person ruling in the flesh, have no birth record. If you be patient and listen, you will get an understanding. God himself makes us. you can be born in identical twins and grow up to be more alike each other, unlike each other, than any other brother and sister in the family. It doesn't mean you're going to be like, you're going to be alike because you're physically alike, although many times twins also look alike in their minds and in their spirit. That's because they like each other. And perhaps there was nothing happening in the house to make them dislike each other. But if the twin senses that the mother is trying to force it to be like its brother or sister, it will begin to rebel against this, knowing that it is an individual too. It might come up resisting the influence that the other one accepts. The result will be that these people will be far apart as persons, although they have been close as flesh. What does this tell us? This tells us something that might be too strange and too heavy for your mind to bear. It might be too foreign for your imagination, but it's the truth, and you've been hearing it in the church all your life. Allah, the God himself, makes us. We are only born physically from our parents, but God Almighty makes us. He allows some of us to be made with different materials. He allows some of us to come up like our mothers and some to come up like our fathers, some to come up being neither like mother or father. Some may be like uncle or aunt or grandfather. You were mine before the physical creation. The Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, Allah shapes you in the womb as he pleases. The Quran Surah 95, Ayah 4, we created man in an excellent way. Genesis 11, 1-7, one language Babel. Don't think of yourself as a physical creation because you were before the physical creation. A physical creation comes up from the earth, out of the earth. The earth produces minerals, plants, and flesh. The earth produces your flesh so that you will have a place to dwell in, a place to come into. In the beginning, we were formed right according to the Holy Quran and Bible, but we went off from that right way of thinking and begin to thinking foreign to the way of our very nature. Once you begin thinking foreign, strange, or unnatural, you begin to entertain foreign, strange, and unnatural ideas and thoughts. What comes about when this happens is a new language. Genesis 11, 1-7, one language Babel. The Holy Quran and the Bible says, and once the people were one people, and their language was one language. What does this mean? It means that once the bad truth came to them, their society, their community was filled with the language of truth. It was the language of truth that formed them in the vessel we call the physical body. So they walked aright because they were formed rightly. But something happened, and they went astray from the right course and lost their ability to speak right language. Their language was no longer the word of God. It was the word of grafted creation. So when the word of grafted went into the new vessel coming from its mother, it made a grafted person in that vessel. Jesus said that as a man thinketh, so is he. So if we could take the time, we can show you and bring you to agree with us that every person is formed, created, or made in the physical body by words and language. Words bring to the mind. What do we mean by language? Look at the number one and the number two. You may not call these words, but in God's wisdom, I am writing words. These numbers are seen as words, even though the wisdom of the wise of this world A word is that which brings a message to your mind. Everything that I am doing is bringing a message to your mind. You don't call those words, but they are. What you're doing now is getting words. So when the baby comes from the mother, the eyes open. And the baby sees something when the eyes are open. Without a word being spoken to the child has received many words. The images that the child sees are words going into the mind of the child. Everything in your environment is words speaking to your mind, forming you and the body. So the book you read, the language of your parents, the talk you hear in the home, the words you hear in the streets, the physical things that you look at and thought about, the physical things that you look at and didn't think about, all the words. All these things have acted as words, going into your mind, forming you, and they are forming you for as long as you live in this world. The process of making or forming a human being never stops. It goes on all the time. If you don't want yourself to be created and ill, we bid ugly or disease form to get wise to the language of the environment and start selecting the things that you want to go into your mind. All praises is due to Allah. The Quran Surah 3 Ayah 6 creates you in womb of mother. Mother equals community. Say, he creates you in the womb of your mother, and the woman is put away in five wraps, or is wonderful. Yes, this mother is our community. So you know what we are talking about is community life, and what gives form or structure again to community life? The application of the five senses directed, guided, and protected by God, you aren't going to get it up there. You're going to have the thinker. Again, if you just keep looking up there. The Quran Surah 3 Ayah 6 shape you in the womb of mother. The Quran Surah 64 Ayah 3 made Surah picture features. So the human teacher identity and the shaping, there is given as a picture how we are formed in the womb of our mother, says, and he is the one who made our surah regular. Here God uses our look in the singular, not in the plural. Says, and he made that picture most excellent, the human picture that God created first. God made human, and then he made white, black, red, yellow, male and female. All this you see. So the human picture is the trust in the true picture for all the different races. The Quran Surah 3 Ayah 6 shape you in the womb, mother, in the mother's womb. So if the mother is not original, the child will be made artificial. She will nurse artificiality. Well, Allah says also that he made the human like clay. If you will devote your intellect, not just your heart, not just your spirit, devote your brain, your intellect to God, with complete submission, God will bring the genes of your body containing that orientation in it, and that will be passed on to your children, and your children will grow to bigger dimensions. The Quran Surah 3 Ayah 6 creates you in the womb of your mother. So he gives us these distinctions, distinct pictures. He gives us those while we are in the womb of our mother. He says that means here on earth, he gives us these pictures that distinguishes us one from another. And God says, the most honorable of you, say he. The Quran Surah 3 Ayah 6 creates you in the womb as pleased. So we have many pictures because God says we are giving our picture in the plural while we are in the womb or in the stomach of our mother, in our picture while we are in the womb or in the stomach of our mother. That's the physical picture, right? All of us get our physical picture in the womb or in the stomach of our mother. So that's where we get our physical picture. That physical picture is formed there. Nothing goes there but a little microscopic thing that are placed in the mother, and she is a factory that turns out that beautiful child. So if you look at the mirror at yourself and you don't like what you see, forget about that. That is not the important picture. The important picture is the one God made, and that we all have the same. It doesn't look different from any of us. It is all the same for all of us. And that human being in his excellent condition that God wants us in. The human being in the excellent condition that God wants him in is the common picture for all of us. Now, if we would put importance on the common picture and not on those separate pictures, we would have no real serious race problem. Fetus in the womb is pure, has spirit. So Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, Allah creates you in the womb as he pleases. Hadith, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Psalms 51:5, original sin conceived in womb. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. This is premortal in the urban, in the unborn, pardon me. Life is premortally in the unborn as spirit and purity. The unborn child pure and had a spirit, and don't think the spirit ain't in the child. The child is in the mother, and the spirit is in the child already. Receive another spirit when it comes out here. Breathe the air of the world. But in the mother, it has also spirit. In fact, life is conceived in the womb. The life has spirit. The spirit is in the first life, and the life has spirit and has purity. And a sign of this purity is that when the baby is born, science could only tell us, could tell this, it has about 6 months immunity to most diseases. That will get us 6 months immunity. 6 months immunity. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. So life is acquiring knowledge. Life is acquiring knowledge. We want to understand our human life. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to express to you what I have extracted from Revelation so that we will be able to understand better human life. So life is acquiring knowledge. So if you're not trying to acquire the knowledge, you are not trying to learn anything. So you are not rationally curious. You are dead. To which the prophet and the messenger of God, Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, says, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. So what is that telling us? How you are going to tell a baby that in the cradle to seek knowledge? That is not for the baby in the cradle. That is for us. That's to tell us that God has created you from the time that you are delivered from your mother with a brain, with an intelligence that seeks knowledge. That's what to know. And I've seen that in newborn infants. Once the eyes open, you see. You can see them looking at you with a curiosity. The first sign of life in the mind is curiosity, wanting to know. God created us to know. So the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, said that in his expression is a reference to a definition of human life given before this time, before the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, time in the Holy Scripture. To understand this, the whole human body is to be seen as the medium for our mental activity and our mental needs. So the mother, the mouth for intake, food, whatever, water, thirst, taste to distinguish and to select things that we prefer to go down, to go into the body, to be digested, and preparation, chewing, and whatever. Chewing and the acid in the mouth helps prepare the food to go down the throat, to be taken down into the stomach for future preparation and digestion. So that is, it can be put into the bloodstream. Then the bloodstream takes it to the all parts of the body. Even your hair is fed by your blood. Go to any hair specialist, pardon me. You know, people who treat diseases of the hair, they will tell you that the hair will not be healthy and will not grow if it doesn't get blood to the surface of the skin. So blood has to come up to the skin for the hair to be healthy. That's why it's good to stand on your head, brother. When you're exercising and you know how to stand on your head, weighing as much as I weigh, lose about 20 pounds before you stand on your head. But standing on your head is good for hair growth up there. Up here, after you lose it, oh, don't bother. Too late to catch it. But our prayers has been given to serve our whole life, not just our spirit and mind. Our prayers has been given to serve our whole life. When you make ruku, you are bringing blood to your head. It's healthy for you. When you make sajda, bringing even more blood to your head, it's healthy for you. Now, so much for that. Senses and whole body serves brain perception. However, the senses and the whole body serves human perception. Though we know we have these sense of taste, sense of hearing, sense of smell, sense of sight, sense of feeling, we have these five senses. But the whole body serves the need in the brain for perception. So the life of the body is quote, the blood, the lifeblood. So the whole body is the life, but what life is feeding the whole body? The lifeblood that comes from Scripture, not Quran, the book, the Bible, and other scriptures. Not only other scriptures, statements from philosophers that didn't call themselves religious, but they were. They didn't understand it then. They also have given blood as the life of the body. Spirit is seen in activity and production. Spirit is seen in activity and production. Spirit is seen in activity and production. So you say you got spirit. I don't see no activity. You say you got spirit. I don't see your production, what you produce. You got spirit. The Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, made features and womb. I give you your picture, more than one, when in the womb of your mother, right? I gave you your picture, more than one, when you are in the womb of your mother. So we come out African, Chinese, and Asian, Nigerian, Guyanese, whatever, all of these. The Quran Surah 3, Ayah 6, God formed us in the womb of our mother. But says he formed us in the stomach or in the womb of our mother to give us the form. So the form is first, isn't it? So the life in the mother was the life dependent upon her. The life outside of the life outside is the life of independence. But we have to grow step by step into that life. The immediate delivery is not independency except for the separation from her body, not a dependency on her physical body anymore. So we start to be depending upon the second mold. So the first mold, the mother. The second one is this world out here. So we are shaped in our mothers, and then we are delivered in time as God planned it, and we delivered into this world, another mold to shape us. So we are formed the first time without our consciousness, awareness of it. So we had not awareness of ourselves being formed or formed. We were taken, then we were delivered into this world, and then the next mold, we learned about the first one, where I was, how I was formed. Yes, and this is the world for us to have our individual responsibility for our own life, or I say relative independence. The life God created is so give to back him. So the life is for God. That's the point. We must give our life to God. So the God that gives us our life and the means for keeping our life, we must give our life. It's nothing short of that. We ask nothing. He asks nothing less than we give the life to him. My personal life must be lived for God. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 7, Men of Understanding. Allah reveals secrets to whom he pleases. So who are the logical, albeit men who have first knowledge? It is a rational mind that is pure, innocent. The innocent mind is first innocent and pure. Then later it becomes corrupt in the world. So the Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 7, you obey people of the original knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that no one gets the hidden meaning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that knows the hidden meaning. And another place, the only one to get it is you obey, or either it because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessing, ul-abed. So ul-abed means that the people of the original knowledge, who got the original knowledge, people blessed with the original knowledge, who are blessed with the first principle, the essence, those who are blessed with the essence. So when you are blessed with the essence, it's like keys. And you can unlock the mystery. Ul-abed is more than men of understanding. They understand because they got something that nobody else got. So babe simply means door or gate or study or chapter. Ul-abed means that they got the very first one, the very first knowledge, the one that Moses was questioning. He says that was Melchizedek. I could agree with him, but that's a bad way to put Moses, bad light to put Moses in. Because Melchizedek means the spirit of truth. And if the spirit of truth was not obeyed by Moses, looked like Moses was disobedient. Imam Kamel al-Din, I heard you refer to as the nature as Melchizedek, Imam W.D. Muhammad. That's right. Imam Kamel al-Din, the nature that one you raise up in the human being after he. Melchizedek is nature transmitted to conscience. Imam W.D. Muhammad, the original nature, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the original nature is Melchizedek. But only when that nature is consciously being transmitted. When that nature is purely being transmitted in the right way, and purely purity is being transmitted to the conscience, that's Melchizedek. Yes, sir. And Moses did have trouble following that. Moses was a man given to temperamental outbursts. And God says in the Quran that that was before his conversion or before his prophethood, and remind those who charge him with being that way that that was before his prophethood. The trick of him and the wise men was before his prophethood. So nature awakens conscience, which improves nature. So once he got the understanding, Melchizedek, he says, it is on you now, your conscience. It has entered your conscience. It shows you how the conscience is supposed to be the leader. The nature is supposed to awaken since only. But once the conscience is awakened, then it's supposed to study nature, to improve upon the nature, and to free the nature, to give greater freedom to the nature. So it begins to prepare a place for the nature, a greater place in the world. So the more dignified place in the world for the nature. But it can't do anything until it first gets light. Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Yes, that's right. Now, he finally saw when he told him how many times the Kudri told him Moses. He told him 3 times. Yes, see, that's the key, the number of times. He told him. The 3rd time meant that now it has entered into your spiritual conscience. See, nature tries to awaken us. Nature tries to awaken us, nature itself, through flesh, but that's not where it wants to go. It wants to get into consciousness. So if it finally comes up into the intellect, right, and the intellect is blind a lot of times, can't see it, but finally it gets through the intellect into the consciousness. And once it gets there, that's it. You take it from there. So nature will work, will knock on your rational mind forever. But once it enters your conscience, if you don't pay attention to it, get right on out of the way. If that's what you want to go on. So the conscience means that really you have recognized it. When once a thing enters your conscience, you have recognized it. You have accepted it. Yes, sir. Whether you understand it or not, you have accepted it. So once you have accepted it, and your it's accepted it is your responsibility. So once you accept it, it's your responsibility. So the wrong can be in your habit. Wrong can be even in your rational thinking, but you won't be punished for it. But once it enters your conscience, a lot of people do wrong. But they do it because their intellect can't see the evil. So when the intellect sees the evil, that means it has entered. So nature made a mother to birth the conscience. Isn't that wonderful how nature was made a mother? And we call it Mother Nature. Nature is our mother. So mother isn't going to care for you always. She's going to care for you until you're responsible. So if you aren't responsible, it's your fault. I taught you right. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 7, the Quran verses basic allegorical. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 7, Quran verses basic and allegorical. Allegorical, mustahabihah, means it resembles and explains. So one term here in this translation as allegorical is a subject or dispute in certain circles of the Islamic scholars. Many of them object to the translation allegorical. The English term allegorical means describing, casting, representing, putting in picture that is abstract, or that is referring to functions, relationships, etc. Putting it in picture, that which is abstract, picture forms to better convey the idea to the mind. That is a simple statement, is what allegorical means. Now, with that particular translation of this word in Quran, in Arabic, mustahabihat, so they have difficulty with it. If I say something, yes, then, using the same word in the present tense verb, form something, yes, then, it means it resembles that. But this word, mustahabihat, is a very sensitive and technical expression. It doesn't mean just a simple resemblance or a symbolic representation. It also means that it is what you call the word analytical. Analytical means something that is not only conveying in picture or symbols, but it's also explaining something. Resikuna means firmness, deep knowledge. So now this term resikuna, plural form, of the kind of a non-verb. If you can understand that terminology, for one person, it would be resika. And it says that these resikunas, they say all of it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is it telling us? It is telling us, drawing our attention to the tendency in the studious, ambitious student, and some people caught up in metaphysics, esotericism, secret doctrines, the tendency in them to grab concepts and run with them, thinking they got it all. That is what this is addressing. And those people who do that, they run to the beach, and they look for the deepest water, and they dive off the pier that is in front of the deepest water possible for them to go off into, and then try to swim instead of going in the moderate water first and see if you can swim in that. So if you can swim in that, then take off into the deep water. So you know that will be safe. So it's referring to people like that. They are not grounded in knowledge. What is the meaning of grounded in knowledge? Here again, we have a problem finding a term that would do justice to Arabic term, rustikun, fil alam. So what do we mean by grounded in knowledge, in the knowledge? Rustikun is a word that carries with it not only firmness, but depth. Those who have depths of knowledge, deep knowledge, those who have roots of knowledge, those who have etymological science. Now, how many understand that? Who is telling me what I should say? Who is teaching me every time they get a chance? How many have that kind of understanding? Only a few people have that kind of understanding. And it takes long study to get that kind of understanding. And it takes a blessing of God. God rewards your long search and the blessings of Almighty God. So I just want to let a couple of the people know here that because I don't reply back to you, don't think I don't hear you. I hear you. I'm the imam here. I don't want to get excited. I'm the imam here. And I'm the leader of this community. If I don't want you here, I can tell you to go anytime I'm ready. That's right. So don't think I don't see you and hear you. I do. But you are welcome to stay here. You can't make any trouble for me. So rest the corner, persons comfortable, not tense, with the knowledge. So this word rest the corner also means that the person is comfortable with his knowledge. Those who are all tense and tight with their knowledge, they can't be the restikun. If you is a restikun, you are not uptight. You are not rigid. You're not an ice man. If you're really a restikuna, you're relaxed. you are comfortable with your knowledge, you see. Allah is the greatest, Allahu Akbar. So I'm kind of different teacher, you know. I don't know what you expect when you come to here. Maybe you expect a man who is going to come out and rail on the people for being in sin. Maybe some of you think you're going to come out and hear somebody conform to the formalities of the intellectual orator. I don't know what you expect when you come here for the first time. So maybe when you come here and you see me, you say, oh, what is this? He doesn't know what he's doing. He hasn't got it together. Well, I'm a man that likes to be comfortable. Sometimes I have something on my mind, and I want to rush right to it and get it over with. Sometimes I want to just relax, so why can't I be myself? So I prefer to just be myself. So I'm not rushing. I'm relaxing. I'm just taking it easy. I'm being myself, as always. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 7, U-L-I-Bayt, men of understanding. So U-L-I-Bayt, Bayt means the door, but when you put it in the language, it doesn't mean door. It means more than door. And U-L means first, and Al-Bayt means the door. So the first door, or the first of the doors, the door in the singular, but you could say the first of the door, or the first door, men of the first door. And it means men of the moral logic, men of the logic governing how we should behave. That's the first door. Men who are devoted to the reasoning and the logic that governs how human beings are to behave. I said morals, but it's a little bit more than just morals. And that's a logic that evolves naturally. And it was first exercise of reasoning for human beings. The first thing they wanted to deal with was human behavior. Because if human beings, if they don't accept some discipline for their behavior, how can they then perform in any field of discipline if they can't discipline themselves? So it's the first door. Is that not right? It's the first door. Men of the first door are also men possessors, mean possessors. UL, it could mean possessors. They are owners, possessors of the door by a certain reasoning, owners of the door. So they are the first at the door. And because they are the first at the door, they are owners of the door. So this is philosophical language, reasoning that supports life and nature. That's what it is, the reasoning that wants to serve an uplift of nature and life, men of logic, loosely speaking. The Quran, Surah 4, Ayat 1, created from a single soul. So in Scripture, God is also telling the man that not only has he forgotten that he has to work for the survival of himself as a human person or soul. He has forgot he must work for the survival of his flesh. The man was treating his woman as though she belonged not to his flesh. However, the man was not mistreating his woman because of his flesh. He gotten off the track. He was mistreating her because his inner person had gotten off the track. So the male needs a female to reproduce himself. But God was letting the man know that he was going to produce something that would have the ability to reproduce its mate out of itself. Therefore, although it functions like a male, it also has the power to act within itself and function as a female. So this is the prophet who produces a society out of his divine knowledge, which then reproduces other humans. In Bible, the prophet is called she because he can function as both. So So the main role of the leader is to function as a mayor, which is to give the germ of life to the society. So when there is no society to receive the germ, he has to put himself in the society and feed himself before one gives his germ. He gives his body. So that there will be a receptor to receive his germ. The Quran, Surah 4, Ayat 1, mankind from one soul. Genesis 2:21-23. Eve helped me, Eve from rib. So God is not a weird magician that brings earth together, turns it into flesh, all of a sudden reaches it, and then takes out a rib from a person that he has already made complete. If he needed the rib, why didn't he leave it out in the first place? So that is a description of someone doing hazardous work, or a picture, a patch-up job to take a man saying that we need a woman, then go back into the man and tear his chest open to take a rib out to make a woman. What is written in the Genesis and on Adam is wisdom, and it makes a lot of sense when you interpret it rightly. But without the knowledge to read the language properly, you are lost. What is the rib and who is this Adam? So this Adam is Jesus, the prophet, deep sleep. So this Adam is Jesus, the prophet that God made. So after making him, he turned him over to the world. So the man was complete and perfect. God made him. But when he turned his body, his teaching, his thoughts, his mind over to the world, it fell under a deep sleep. It was only perfect and right as long as it was in Jesus. And Jesus was with God. So once Jesus was taken away from God, meaning that the life, the world, passed. The life, the world passed away or died. The Jesus of that particular body of scripture, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding was given to the world. The world is a God. The world is called a God. And the world is fell under a deep sleep and began to have a desire. So it felt lonely. And it needed or wanted something. So the book says in Genesis that it is not good that the man should be alone. This means that it is not good that the early Christian community should be lonely and suffering like it was. What God is just speaking? This is not the creator of the heavens and the earth. This is the creator of the church. So Adam himself, and he was already dead divinely. So the birth of life was not as the Bible Genesis would make you think, the birth of divine origin. So this birth was the birth of a grafted world order. It was the birth of something false and contrary to divine. So men should not be alone. Help me. It's environment. So the man comes to life, and he saw a need for a wife. So the Bible doesn't say wife. It says that the man should not be alone. The man felt lonely. He needed something. For himself, the Bible says that God made for him a helpmeet in the early part of Genesis. So the word helpmeet is referring to the physical environment that we come into. It is not referring to a woman as you have been taught. It goes on to refer to the physical environment in this higher evolution. So first there's nothing but simple earth, crude, raw creation. Later this woman is called the religious church or the religious body. Also the woman is called the biological woman or the man's physical wife. But physical wife is the last thing that this book, Bible, is talking about. The main thing it is talking about is the Christian church. So with the rib, a woman was made. So the book says that the man went into a deep sleep. After he went into a deep sleep, a rib was taken out of him. When the rib, a woman was made. Do you know that there are people, some of whom are intelligent, who are foolish enough to really believe that, that this actually happened that way? Well, this is possibly because they were raised in, to think in such a way. You can't bring a man from China who was never raised in a Christian community and tell him that story and get him to accept that way. You'll confuse him so much. He will speak some language that won't even be. So help made his material growth alone. Now, because it is still persecuted and suffering. So we have to give it a help meet. So there is much in this, but we don't have time to give it all to you. So the help meet was material growth and material accomplishment. The church needed some material wealth. Bone, symbolic of knowledge that supports rib, symbolic of sentimentality. So the scripture tells us that the woman was made from the rib of the man. Rib of the man means from one of the bones that was weakened, flexible. You can't bend it out of shape, and it'll close, and it's close to the heart. So the rib is close to the heart. What bone is this? And what do we mean by bone? Bone means the body of knowledge in divine language. Bone means knowledge. That is strong enough to support the moral form of the people, like your bone. Is your body or strong enough to support your flesh? So this God that is doing this work of grafting is not the real God. He takes form, the total body of knowledge that Jesus left in the world, the weakest body of knowledge in the total body was what he called sentimentality, emotionalism. That's the rib that was taken out of that body of knowledge called Jesus in Genesis to make the church. So deep sleep fell into wisdom, body of knowledge. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Surely Allah speaks the truth. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Inshallah, it only means if it please God. We want to ask you to say prayer. We are asking everyone to pray for my niece Michelle's mother, Linda. She's in the hospital, that she gets well soon. And we are asking everyone to make a dua for Brother Shamsuddin, asking Allah to forgive our brother, Shamsuddin Muhammad, our brother, and grant him paradise. Mother, Shamsuddin Muhammad's janaza, pardon me, Brother Shamsuddin Muhammad's janaza is Saturday, January the 15th at 10:30 Eastern Time. The janaza will be held at the graveside, Rose Hill Cemetery, Linden, New Jersey. Also, Brother Bilal Muhammad from Patterson, New Jersey, mother passed away. And we're asking Allah, and we're asking everyone to say a prayer for our beloved brother. Also, we're asking everyone to pray for our sister Gloria Valentine, husband. Brother Amir Valentine is in the hospital. And may Allah bless and bring him home back to his family and his community. And also all of those lives that was lost in New York in that big building fire. We're asking Allah to bless them with the paradise and ease their families that they have strong faith in God during the time of their suffering. And once again, let me say this, two comments about prayer. Allah says in the Quran that he hears the prayers of every supplicant that calls on him, and with a will so that you may walk in the right way. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't pray for someone else if you are not of that religion or of that faith. Allah says he hears the prayers of every supplicant. He didn't say people. He didn't say religion. He said supplicant because everything in creation knows its mode of prayer. With that, we thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise Marad Speaks for allowing us to come before you once again. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. Thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. And thank you for listening.